Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, where we are divinely connected to our lives with prayer, to do the will of the Lord, to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap, to be available for to pray for our church, our leaders, leaders of the nation, for against every foul and demonic spirit that come to try to bind up the people of God or try to hinder the work of the kingdom. We pray, glory to God, for the homeless, for the youth, for families, for marriages, for singles, for those, glory to God, and for those that are intercede as standing in gap for, glory to God, those that cannot stand for themselves. And even when we can stand for one another, we want to be available for service that we can bind and loose and cancel the assignment of the enemy and still be available to do the mission of the Lord for being a witness and being a light. So we want to make sure that our life is lining up with the word of God so we can be available for service. So we have to keep a repentant heart and a heart of conviction daily so that way, glory to God, can transmit his anointing, glory to God, and download, glory to God, his word in us as we seek out his face and put him first, glory to God, and seek out righteousness and live a life of holiness to the best of our ability according to the word of God led by the Holy Spirit. Then we can see the manifestation of healing and deliverance and of forces of the enemy, glory to God, bind up and see, glory to God, minds change, life change, people being transformed. See, glory to God, where people are destitute or going through various storms and trials through life, we can see the hand of God turning things around there in our behalf, and we can also see the hand of God when he has to chastise, and he said he chastised those that he loves. So we want to make ourselves available to have intimate relationship with the Lord so that way he can work through us. And many times we have to wait on him for his manifestation, so we have to have the patience with the faith and to trust in the Lord, but in obedience, keeping covenant, and be a covenant keeper, not a covenant breaker. And we surely will see the manifestation of the Lord, because we can't see his hand at work, you know, effectively, if we're anxious or we're hyper and we're in our flesh and we can't wait on the Lord, but still yet we say we have faith. Faith and patience work together hand in hand. So if you have faith, glory to God, then you're going to need the patience with it to wait for God's manifestation. So we welcome you as we stand in the gap and stand together, interceding and with anticipation of expectancy for to see the hand of God move in the lives of his people as well as ourselves. So we praise God tonight. Thank you for connecting with Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio tonight. Praise God. I want to do a reading. We haven't did a reading in a while, and believe in the prayer warriors are coming on pretty quickly, so we can believe God in the midst of it that we'll get some prayer time in before the storms hit. There's some things going on in Columbia, South Carolina, and some possibility here in Charlotte too as well. But nevertheless, with wisdom, we're going to be on the line, and as God quickens our spirit or the storm, if the storm does come, then we just have to relinquish our stand and just continue to pray. Praise the Lord. Abiding in him. This is from my Jesus calling devotional Bible. Hold my hand and walk joyously with me through this day. Together we will savor the pleasure and endure the difficult it brings. Be on the lookout for everything I have prepared for you. Stunning scenery, bracing winds, and adventures, cozy nooks for resting when you are weary, and much more. I am your guide as well as your constant companion. I know every step of the journey ahead of you, all the way to heaven. You don't have to choose between staying close to me and staying on course. Since I am the way, staying close to me is staying on course. As you focus your thoughts on me, I will guide you carefully along today's journey. Don't worry about what is around the next bend. Just concentrate on enjoying my presence and staying in step with me. Because when we do stay in step with the Lord, one thing is if he's our guiding light through the Spirit of the Lord, then whatever goes on, he is in control, and he's our protector, our shield, and our guide. That's why he told us, in his word and so forth, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll do the directing of our path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And our reference scriptures on this tonight was John 14, 6 and Colossians 4, 2. Praise the Lord. And John 14, 1 told us, let not our heart be troubled, but believe in God. So it's going to tell us, like it says in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Lord. Praise God. I'm sorry about that. Well, we're going to take our scripture reading, and then we're going to get ready to pray tonight. Our scripture reading is 107, 12. It says 107, and it starts at the first verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. 19th verse, then they cried unto the Lord, and in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. 20th verse, he sent his word and healeth them, and delivered them from all their destruction. And 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. We give God glory, praise, and honor. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight and so forth, I would like for us, and it may be, we may have to double up on it or whatever, but definitely want to cover our youth tonight, and I want to cover in various one of us pray. We'll pray about this spirit of rebellion and stubborn and disobedient and different things of the enemy is introducing various other kinds of things to cause the minds of our youth to be distorted and the different things that the enemy is going to try to introduce to them even more so even through this time of the summer as they're getting out of school and coming against this bullying and some of these situations that the enemy is trying to set up for the end of the school term in some areas. Some kids, maybe children, may be already out, but more or less now and next week for the cancel that assignment of some vindictiveness of retaliation and all that other kind of stuff, and also this a lot of this human trafficking is taking, snatching up our children and raping and some things that are going on. So I definitely want us, along with whatever other prayers that we pray, to pray for that, and also the different kinds of spirits that the enemy is using with ISIS and the things that is planning in their head over there, not over just overseas, but there's a lot of this murdering and stuff that's going on in the United States that's not even related to ISIS. It's just people now just you know, killing people and doing things just spur of the moment, whatever. Just a lot of robbery, a lot of murdering for people just going in people's homes or going in restaurants or going into the different buildings at different times, bank robberies and whatever. And it's not no nighttime thing. It's a lot of the daytime, walking in people's homes and going various places and doing. So with everything else that we pray for concerning, you know, the praying for our president, our nation, our leaders in the church, and praying for the body of Christ, and definitely for healing and deliverance. We want to see a miraculous hand of God for healers, and we thank God for something that's already been done. But those other two things right there, incorporate them in some of the things which you pray for tonight so we can just cover it in all bases in the name of Jesus. That's why I said we may have to double up. We pray some things out, put on your heart, but also just incorporate, you know, each one of us with some of those main things I just said just now, too. I appreciate that. We bless God for it. And I will just open up in prayer, and we want to keep the prayer warriors at all times prayed up. Amen. Bless God. And so I will open up in prayer with first just giving God some glory, and then we are going into praying for these other things that are on our heart on a daily basis. Father, as we come in your presence today, we want to come with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying your name because you are worthy to be praised. God, we have none other to look to, glory to God, but our Lord and Savior, the true and living God, the one, glory to God, that we can look to the know that when we call upon you, we have confidence in the know that you're going to answer. We thank you that you're teaching us the more to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Don't lean to our own understanding. Don't come with our own preconceived ideas or not trying to negotiate with you, but learning to rest in you and trust in your word. God, we exalt your name. We glorify you. We thank you for all your great and mighty acts. We thank you for renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for grace. Thank you for favor. Thank you, for most of all, for Jesus being our Savior and him delivering us, glory to God, out of the hand of the enemy and out of darkness. We thank you on a daily basis, God, for the things that you do and the mercy and grace that you give us in the midst of dilemmas, even sometimes when we are short. And even sometimes when we are hurt and heartbroken and various things that goes on in our life, you've already gone through so we can go through and make us overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can we stand, glory to God, here magnifying your name and exalting your name and thanking you, glory to God, for your magnificent, glory to God, work, handiwork that's being done even in the earth realm right now, even in our lives and ones that we've been praying for. We thank you for the armor that you've given us. And thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you that you've given us wisdom and skillfulness, how to use the gifts that you've given us in the name of Jesus. God, help us to always give worship and honor and glory to you. And you say when we worship you, we must worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless us the more so we can be able to rest in you, cast our burdens and our concerns to you and trust you that you are going to bring it to pass. We bless you, glory to God, for the anointing, glory to God, that destroys yokes. So we thank you, Lord God, for our friendship and fellowship, and thank you for the blood covering. Thank you for the power that you've given us through the Holy Spirit to bind and to loose and to curse and to cancel the assignment of them. We thank you for the manifestation of your anointing and giving us that power not to be fearful and fretful, but to walk with courage and to walk, glory to God, in your truth and walk in obedience. We love you today. We appreciate you and we adore you. We bless you today, God. And we thank you, Lord God, because without you we can do nothing. We thank you that your word has blessed us and so forth. Any man that lack wisdom asks of you. We are thanking you, glory to God, that we can be able to stand on the promises of the Lord that add a rich and maketh no sorrow. God, you said in you we live and move and have our being. Well, I thank you, Lord God, that we pray that we should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And God, you said in your word, as so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God, help us, glory to God, to know that you said there's life and death in the power of the tongue. Help us to speak life. Help us to know, glory to God, that we're to walk according to what your word says, not our feelings, not our emotions. So we just thank you for your comfort. We thank you, Lord God, for your guidance. We thank you that you said in Psalms 119 that, glory to God, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Help us, glory to God, to trust you even when we got to take a step at a time until we get to our destination. In every step, just trusting and believing you, walk by faith and not by sight, glory to God, so we won't be moved by what we see, what we feel. We won't get caught up in the five senses on the emotional roller coaster. So I bless you that you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us. What an awesome God we serve. There is none like him. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Glory to God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We love you today, God. We adore you. We magnify you. You are so wonderful, 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 wonderful. In Jesus' name, praise God. I have some things on my heart to pray to, but right now I'm going to open the line, and I'm going to ask Mother Alexander, go ahead and pray, and then I will. We'll move forward after that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, Father God. Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord God. Father God, you see it all and you know it all. But here we come, Lord God, interceding for the youth today, Lord. Oh God, have mercy on the youth today, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew the mind, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We stand interceding today, Lord, for the youth, Lord God. Lord, we bind up the works of the enemy, Lord God. We bind up that disobedient spirit that come against them, Lord God. Father God, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, to renew the mind, Lord God. Renew the mind of the youth, Lord God. Oh, God, let them remember, Lord God, that there's a better way, Lord God. Oh, Father God, have mercy on them today, Lord God. Lord, you gave us power to bind the works of the enemy. So we come together, touching in agreement, binding up these false spirits that come against these youth today, Lord God. The spirit of pride, Lord God. The spirit of disobedience, Lord God. We just bind these spirits up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it come from. Lord, we come against the spirit of drugs right now, Lord God. We bind that false spirit up right now in the name of Jesus, that it loose these young men, Lord God. Father God, you see all that goes on. But Lord God, we know that you gave us the dominion and the power to bind things here on earth. And we come against that false spirit of drug and alcohol and cigarette. We come against those false spirits. And we binding them up in the name of Jesus. And we stand and claim in victory for these young people, Lord God, that they will come to see that they are more than conquerors, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, help them to stand, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, that if they call on the name of Jesus, there will be a change in their life, Lord God. Help them to fight the fight of faith, Lord, by standing on your promises. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord God. We're calling on the name of Jesus because, Father, your word said, Lord, when we come, come boldly to the throne of grace. Every need we have, bring it boldly to the throne of grace. So we come interceding for the youth today, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew their mind, Lord God. Oh, God, renew the mind of the youth today, Lord God. Oh, God, some of them just think it is all over with all they do is run in the street, Lord. But we know you are a God that answers our prayer. And we're standing in the gap, Lord God. We're binding the words of the enemy that come against them, Lord God. Because some of them is out there trying to fight, Lord God. Trying to make a way, Lord God. Trying to see the best they can do, Lord God. But that false disobedient spirit, it's scheme to keep on pushing. But, Lord God, we're standing on the gap and we're binding it up right now. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the mind of those youth, Lord God, that are trying to do right. Strengthen the mind, Lord God, that they will stand and they will fight, Lord God, to know that you are a God that answered a prayer. To know that you never weary, Lord God, and you don't faint. Oh, God, touch the mind, Lord God. Help them to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to call on Jesus, Lord. Help them to call on the name of Jesus. For there is nothing that you can do, Heavenly Father. There is no one that you cannot turn around, Heavenly Father. And there is no one that you cannot pull up from the depths of the pit, Lord. I know you can, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, have mercy on these young men today. Have mercy, Lord God. Touch the mind of the young people out there, Lord God. Some of them trying to run a race, Lord God. But this race that they're running, Father God, oh, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Show them the way, Lord God, that they will stand boldly and come back to the right way, Lord God. Help them to see, Lord God. Help them to remember how they were taught, Lord God, that who they belongs to and who they are in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on the youth today, Lord God. Help them to stand, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we come against those spirits that are trying to destroy them. We bind them in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over these youth that are trying to fight their way through these things. Oh, God, strengthen the inner man in them, that they will be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. And, Lord, those that don't want to do right, Father God, Lord, touch their mind. Touch them, Lord God. Let them see who you really are, Father God. Bring them to a knowledge of truth, Father God, to know that there's a better way, that the life they live, Lord God, it can be changed. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord God, as we come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God. We're standing in the gap for these young people, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for the ones that know that there is a living God. I know you from a child, Lord God. We're standing in the gap that they be strengthened and come back to the light. Don't keep falling. Walk and come back into the light because they are a child of God. Oh, Father God, send someone part the crossway to remind them who they are, Lord God, that they are more than conquerors. Oh, Yarabushata Sikarabosia, Esetika Yashantarabosia. Oh, I bind that foul spirit. You loose these young people. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Loose them in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over the body. You have no authority over the mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, renew, Lord. Renew, Lord God. Oh, Father God, as I bring them before you, Lord God, standing in the gap, Heavenly Father. We on the prayer line, Lord. We standing in the gap for these youth today, Lord God. So many things is going on out there today, Lord God. But, Lord, we know you's a God that answers prayer. And we know you gave us the authority. You gave us the dominion. You gave us the power to stand boldly and to proclaim the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. So we stand on the promises, Lord God, as we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Cover these young people, Lord. Cover them, Lord God. Those that want to come forward and is weak, Lord God, we ask you to strengthen the mind, Lord, strengthen the inner man in them, that they're able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those on the wayside, Father God, send someone part their lifestyle, send someone part the way that they tell them about who you really are, Lord God. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on the youth today. Have mercy, Lord God. So many falling on the wayside, Lord. But, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, Lord God, have mercy on these young people, Lord God. Help them to stand, Lord. Help them to stand, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Only you can turn them around, Lord God. And as we're standing in the need, Lord, right now, Lord God, we're touching in agreement, Lord God, that you will do it, Lord God. Because, Father, you said in your word, ask and believe what we ask, we receive. And I believe, Lord God, because you're not a man that you should lie. Oh, God, help them to rise up, Lord God. Help them to take a good look at the lifestyle and say, this is not what I've made to be doing. Turn them around, Father God. Turn them around in the name of Jesus. Turn them around, Lord. Let them know there's a better way, Lord God. There's a better way for them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. We thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. For, Lord, we know you hear our cry, Lord God. And we know you see all things, Lord. Because according to your word, Lord God, you said ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Father God, we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe, Lord God. For us, there is no other way, Lord. Only you, Lord God. And we know that you can make it happen. We know that you will make it happen. Because your word said, Lord God, whatever we ask, believe, we receive. Lord, we believe in, Lord God, that there's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. They got to be a turnaround for these people. No other way. No other way, Father God, as we plead the blood of Jesus. Cover these young girls, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. Because, Lord, I know you know in your heart. You know in the heart, Lord God. You know the heart, Lord God. You know in the heart, Lord God, that some of them really want to turn, Lord. Some of them really want to do the right thing, Lord God. Oh, God, send someone part the crossway, Lord, to help them to walk up right, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Some of the other prayer words that came on, we're going to pray and cover all the various things with the church's leadership and I guess the demonic forces in marriages and all that, but we're going to target incorporating with the youth, as Mother was just praying. We're going to be targeting several things and stuff like this concerning the youth with the murders and the things and stuff that the enemy has introduced into them in these last days and the any kind of retaliation or whatever some plans the enemy has for them at the end of the school year now and getting ready to go into the end of the school year with some of the things he's going to be trying to cause with the bullying and the fighting and even on the come against the so much is going on right now with the human trafficking and drugs and a lot of murdering people some of them in the situation where they're getting caught up in gangs and this, that, and the other, and it's just a lot of genocide and other stuff that's going on. So we want to target some things with that and also some of the rebellion and stubbornness and some things that are beyond their control. So in between all of that, we're trying to incorporate that in some of the prayers that we're praying. Mother has just taken on that tonight with covering the youth, period, in various ways. But then while you're praying, keep that in mind about some things concerning them and some of the situations that are going on with not only just ISIS and some of the killing that's going overseas. It's a lot that's going on in the United States. It's not even anything related to that. Those murders and the demonic forces of how so much killing is going on and how people are just taking life so nonchalant and whatever, and the least little thing is causing people to flare up and killing and murdering and destroying families and just walking into people's homes or into businesses in broad daylight and just a lot of unnecessary killing and things that are going on. So some of that, with what God has put on your place, on your heart to pray, these are some of the things to incorporate to also target tonight that God has been giving me when we pray. Praise God. Amen. But in the meantime, bless the Lord. Continue whatever God has placed on your heart to pray. Next, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then I'm going to ask Evangelist Parker whatever God has placed on her heart to pray. And then we'll get to Mother Willette. If the Lord say the same, she wants to share tonight in prayer, and Mother McCormick. So we'll do it in that order. Once I pray over some things right now, then Evangelist Parker, the line will be open for her. Praise God. But Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence, we come in with knowing that we have the authority, the divine, to loose it, to curse and to cancel the assignment of the enemy. We walk in faith and not in fear. You told us that you gave us that authority. So we come in your presence, not coming against the satanic attacks that the enemy has been coming against, not only just the body of Christ, but just in the world itself, and causing people to get so caught up in whether it's, in destruction concerning destroying lives and murder and getting caught up over to God and not having no regard for life or no respect for the house of God, getting caught up in all kinds of traps of seduction and confusion and chaos, the murdering spirits, the spirits glory to God that cause some of them to get caught up in satanic powers and witchcraft and get up, glory to God, and caught up in doing things, glory to God, and lustful situations and everything. It's not just lust because they were having sex or this, that, and the other, but lusting after power and lusting after this and don't care what they have to do to get, glory to God, to achieve, to accomplish whatever their mission is. We come against the spirit, glory to God, that have chaos and confusion that's coming in and tearing up homes and tearing up families, that's, glory to God, that has people caught up in, glory to God, being so prideful and high-minded. Satan is a liar in the blood of Jesus, and that spirit that caused so much destruction and caused so much alienation and unforgiveness. We bind up the forces of the enemy that come to destroy, because in your word you said that the thief came to steal in John 10:10. Still killing the story, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. And God, we believe your word, but you're using us as instruments so we can pray, intercede. And so when you have us to be a witness, you said the laborers are few, but glory to God, the vineyard, glory to God, is plentiful. God, we are praying for more laborers to stand in the gap, to be able to be a great witness, to be able to stand against the forces of evil and not walk in fear. Glory to God, because fear brings torment, and you did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, and we shall walk in it. Glory to God. We, glory to God, ask you, Lord Jesus, to destroy any assignment or plans that Satan or any spiritual enemies or physical enemies have against us in the name of Jesus, that we may pray today against for our children and for our grandchildren and for, glory to God, the body of Christ, for people in their marriages and their homes and their, and glory to God, and their businesses and whatever, and come against the foul spirits of the enemy to bring, glory to God, destruction and cause so much chaos in these storms of life and people being depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and glory to God, can't seem to find their way out in the name of Jesus. We tear down every stronghold. We pull it down. We cast it out. And glory to God, every demonic force that become, glory to God, with the spirit of confusion, that murdering demon, the spirit, glory to God, of weariness and vain imaginations and having their minds, glory to God, corrupt, glory to God, and feeling just feeling depressed or oppressed and evil spirits that comes in, glory to God, to cause them to go out and do things, glory to God, that we know that is demonic. It's not God's will, glory to God, for man to take vengeance against the other. When you said the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, we know, glory to God, that you said vengeance is yours, and we know that believers know this as well. But sometimes even the believers will get so depressed, oppressed, and allow the enemy to cause them, glory to God, to do vindictive things. Wherever the force is coming from, we know, glory to God, it's evil when it's contrary to the will of the Lord. God, we stand in the gap, and we believe in you for those strongholds to come down. We believe in for transformation of the mind, a renewed mind. We believe in an opening, glory to God, in their heart, taking out a heart of stone, putting in a heart of flesh so man's life can change, and they can come in and recognize, the Lord can come in, and they can recognize, glory to God, they need a Savior. They need help. They need deliverance in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, open up the hearts and the minds so that when the word comes, it won't be rebelled. It won't be rejected in the name of Jesus. But for those that are determined to be used by Satan, God, I'm praying for protection and shield. Reveal, glory to God, the tactics of the enemy. Don't allow the enemy to come and run rampant all through other land. God, we're praying as prayer warriors that we're building our posts, and we don't just look at me, my eye, and us forward no more. Glory to God, just in our little church and our just little house and our little organization. But God, help us to know, glory to God, you told us, glory to God, to pray without ceasing. We're the pray, glory to God. We're the binding and loose. We're not to show favor in any way whatsoever. We're not to walk in fear. We're to walk in our authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus. And the enemy wanted to make it look like he's winning, but nevertheless, what's going on in these last days, you told us some things are going to come to pass, but you still left us here, glory to God, to reach who we can reach, because we're to still be lights, glory to God, on a hill in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying against those ones that allow their light to flicker in the name of Jesus, turning their light into a flashlight or putting it up under a bushel or working part-time, want to call the name of the Lord, but glory to God, I still want to do fleshly things and things that appease the flesh. God, we come against, glory to God, the spirits that will bring confusion and cause others, glory to God, to be lost because things that are going on in the house of God or around, glory to God, in the lives of people that are supposed to be the example of the life. Whatever it is, glory to God, it's not all our fault, but we are, glory to God, some, glory to God, are stumbling blocks to others. God, we're praying for an awakening, for a repentance, for, glory to God, a spirit of conviction that we will recognize the true enemy, glory to God, that came to steal, kill, and destroy. It's the enemy that's using the flesh. It's not that flesh that we're fighting against, but, glory to God, principalities, strongholds and of the enemies that need to come down. All, glory to God, every foul and unclean spirit that is of the devil, we take authority over and command him to be loose from his assignment and cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we are praying that we will stand, glory, on your word and on your promise, and we will not be moved by what the enemy is doing in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, for faith to be increased, glory to God, in standing together to destroy the demonic strongholds that are over, glory to God, hallelujah, this land, and over, glory to God, our households, and over, glory to God, the things that are going on in the business or going on in the ministry, whatever. Satan, you are a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, we come against those that are full of themselves, glory to God, with desires and emotions and egos and imaginations, glory to God, and thoughts that, glory to God, not lining up in obedience to the will of the Lord. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. We're praying for an awakening in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, that people will wake up out of sleep and slumber in the name of Jesus, as if they're walking and being hypnotized, glory to God, by the forces of the devil in the name of Jesus. And even among the body of Christ, busybody, confusion, and sowing discord and doing things, glory to God, contrary to the will of the Lord, you said those things ought to not be named among us. Glory to God, being vindictive, glory to God, and trying to handle situations instead of casting those cares and concerns back to the Lord and waiting and trusting him. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for a healing in the land, a healing in the body of Christ, a healing, glory to God, in our nation, a healing, glory to God, hallelujah, for those, glory to God, that are in bondage and glory to God, and need those things, those yokes to be destroyed. I'm believing you, glory to God, hallelujah, that the root of the problem be eradicated in the name of Jesus. God, I'm believing you, glory to God, there will be a desire for prayer, a desire for obedience, a desire to live holy, a desire to live right. Glory, I'm praying, glory to God, for those forces that are coming and destroying marriages and destroying families and causing people, glory to God, to change marriages like they're changing clothes and to the point, glory to God, don't have no patience. And for those, glory to God, having the marriage one side of you do what you want to do and the other one's working hard to try to keep the marriage together or keep the family together. God, I'm praying against, Lord, that confusion. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, we're praying, glory to God, for you to heal. Glory to God, and I'm praying for a mindset to want to change and see the hand of God in the name of Jesus being working in their homes and in their lives. I pray right now, glory to God, for some peace and for some joy for some of those that are tormented, with their minds being tormented about their problems, their situations, the what ifs and the worrying and the pain and the agony. And some of them, glory to God, are causing them to go off and do other things, glory to God, to try to make things happen because things, glory to God, that seem so bad, coming against the spirit of rebellion and the spirit, glory to God, of abandonment and the spirit of rejection. We bind you up and take authority, command you to be loose from your assignment. Even some of that that's going on in some of the lives of our youth and causing them to be in despair and causing them to feel, glory to God, hopeless. And some parents, glory to God, are not really parents and they just leave them like cattle, glory to God. You go out and graze, you come back in, you lay down and go to sleep, start it all back over the next day. Some, glory to God, being abused, glory to God, and accused. And some things, glory to God, they're just being even have incest in the house, and some, glory to God, have raping their own children and doing various things. Some are beating them and putting them in closets and chaining them up and doing various things that are killing them and doing all kinds of things. This is satanic. This is demonic. God, help us to pray the more. Help us to stand up. Help us to not get desensitized when we hear the news about this situation and that situation and oh that again. Oh, God, we got to pray because now it's creeping even with suicide and all kinds of other things and things that are going on in our homes and going on, glory to God, in the body of Christ right up under our nose because we're looking at one situation and not looking at the big picture and knowing that the enemy will find any avenue he can come in to destroy. God, open our eyes and our ears for not only our youth in our homes but also in ministry and in neighborhoods. Reach who we can reach. Glory to God, there's everybody don't have the same kind of gift, glory to God, but we can all pray. We can all intercede. We can all, glory to God, stand and walk as a walking epistle and be a light. But there are some who have given those gifts to be able to go out and reach our youth and others on different levels. Help us, glory to God, to not walk in fear or glory to God, let the enemy persuade us, glory to God, because what we hear in the media, what we know is going on around. Just be led by the Spirit and trust him that, glory to God, he will keep us covered and he will lead us and we be led by his Spirit in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm praying for a change. I'm praying for deliverance. We will stay on the wall and stay, glory to God, praying until we see the manifestation. Some things that we've seen, that even if we hear on the news, some things will spoil. Some of it I don't believe is just by chance. I believe some of it is through prayer. Glory to God, when some things have been exposed in the name of Jesus, because we're going to have to keep praying around the world, around the globe, the prayer warriors and the ones, glory to God, that are preaching and teaching and carrying the word. So, God, I'm thanking you for your mercy. I'm thanking you for your grace. I'm thanking you for the change. I'm thanking you for those that have been reaching. Glory to God, they'll be strong enough to continue to stand. Help us, glory to God, to continue to hold on to the promises of the Lord. What a mighty God as we serve. There's none like him. Oh, let's magnify the Lord together. Oh, and exalt his name. Give him glory, give him praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're ready to open the line. Glory to God for our sister. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Parker. Praise God. Apparently, I got that right.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Heavenly Father, I repent for all of my sins, and I ask you to forgive each of us for all of our sins, inequities, trespasses, and transgressions, and to cover us with the blood of you, Lord Jesus Christ, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I ask you to do this in the name of Lord Jesus of Nazareth, according to your word in John 1, 1:9 and John 14:14. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would give us all the things that we ask according to John 16:23. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to do all these things that I ask for each of us according to John 14:14. I am thankful for this day, for this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will be thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all righteousness, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. I am thankful for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and make all things new. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatever I shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind up all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, especially for our youth of today, Father God. I loose them to where Jesus sends them, and I bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ of the Nazareth. And Father God, now that I've lifted that prayer up to you, Father God, I'm asking that you touch the heart of all the prayer warriors and let us know that we are not weak and we're not weary. We're strong in numbers and mighty in faith, Father God. And with this, you say, when two or more touch and agree, Father God, then you should open up the heavens of house, of the heavens of earth, the heavens, the mountains and the heavens, and pour out an extended blessing for us, Father God. Sometimes I get all choked up, Father God, because I get lost in the woes of the world, Father God, just seeing the senseless killing and malicious acts that demons is bringing upon this youth, Father God. They're trying to destroy the youth because they know we have many great leaders, Father God. We love you, we trust you, we believe in you. We ask that you release that stronghold that the demon is trying to put on people. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus, Father God. We rebuke him not one, not two, but three times over, Father God. We are asking, we're praying, we're yearning, we're crying out for mercy, Father God. Have mercy, Father God, have mercy upon us. Sweet Mary, sweet Jesus, Mary, Son of Mary, please have mercy upon us. Please, Father God. For our youth are lost and our marriages are troubled because the youth are lost, Father God. We have mothers fighting daughters. We have sons fighting fathers, Father. It's just not right, Father God. Please touch their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits, and know that they're nobody and nothing without you, King Jesus. For with you, all things are possible, Father God. And for the struggling mothers and women that have been held in bondage, which I am one of those, Father God, and I thank you for the act of deliverance. Bondage is such a stronghold, Father God. It can be a mental bondage. It can be a spiritual bondage. It can be financial bondage. But one, Father God, that nobody can take from us is the love that we have for you. No one can separate us from the love of you, Father God. So I'm asking you to take this nervousness away from me and give me that joy, that unspeakable joy, Father God, where I can sit back and say to some of the youth that's lost in trouble, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. They think nowadays, Father God, that the gangway is the only way because they're looking for love in all the wrong places and all the wrong faces, Father God. Well, all they have to do is kneel down at the cross, Father God, and leave it all at the altar to you, Father God. Like the song says, just put it on the altar, Father God. Just put it on the altar. And like one of the other prayer warriors said a few months ago, she said, what's wrong with you? Do you not love God? I'm asking them the same thing. I'm challenging the youth. What is wrong with you, youths of today? Do you not know God? Do you not love God? It's so exhibited in your walk, exhibited in your talk. That's what separates you from the unkind beast of the field. Just being able to be unique, being one of God's children. It separates us amongst all others, Father God. Father, we love you. We place no man, woman, boy, or girl before you. But we're asking you to descend, Father God, and judge the land, Father God. Just judge us all just so we'll be able to make it to that promised land, Father God, that you have in store for us. Father God, my tongue gets tied sometimes from when I was in a coma. It's
different little things that happens, that the devil tries to use to make me think that I am nobody. But I know that I am somebody. I am my Father's child. And yes, although I become nervous, I do not become weak. I do not become weary. Whenever things get hectic and get just to the point that I just don't know what to do, Father God, I bow down, because the least thing that I could do is exalt, and the most that I could do is exalt your holy name, Father God. Because with you, Father God, there is no ending when it comes to the love that I have for you. Thank you, Father God, for being omnipresent. Thank you for intervening. Thank you for intercessing. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, even though I stumble and stutter every now and then, I know you know the prayers of my heart. For the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, Father God. And I'm standing here asking you, praying, hoping, and crying out for the youth that's lost, Father God. I have children myself, so I know what it feels like to lose them to the streets. Thank God my children have not been lost to the streets, Father God. Although they're in their own little world, their own little sayings and whatever, they still know how to call on the name of Jesus, and that's all that matters to me. I don't care how they do it, when they do it, to what extent they do it, as long as they know that King Jesus is in full control of everything that they do, Father God. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect in no way, shape, form, or fashion. Neither of us prayer warriors are. But we're just asking that you accept our prayers, Father God. Please accept the prayers of the righteous and the ones that's not grown weak and weary, but who reverence your name from mountain high to valley low, Father God. For it is you, King Jesus, that I live. For you I die, and for you I will testify, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We love you, Father God. Hallelujah, and praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
I thank God for the power of his word, hallelujah. John 14:13-14 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now with such a grateful heart. I want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear God. I bless you and I praise you. I exalt you and I magnify your name because you are God. You're God all by yourself. I pray to you in that name that's above every name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God, for sending Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins, O God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord God, for your favor upon the people of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given us authorization to come boldly to the throne of grace, hallelujah, where we'll find favor, O God. Thank you, Lord God, that you let us know that we are children of the living God. If we receive Christ as Lord and Savior, then we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, how you watched over your word to perform it in our lives and in the lives of those that we lift up in prayer too. Thank you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against the body of Christ or our loved ones shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you for perfecting that which concern us, O God. Thank you, hallelujah, for showing us, O Lord God, that you are the living God and that you do what you say. Thank you, Lord God, for waking up the body of Christ and reminding them of who they are, Hallelujah. When they see a situation, hallelujah, they have authorization, hallelujah, to say something about the situation in prayer to you, and their expectation, hallelujah, is that as long as it's according to your good will or your plan for our lives, that your word shall not come back void, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much, hallelujah, for the prayers of those, hallelujah, that intercede for one toward another in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for creating us in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit on the inside of the body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I thank you so much. You've done so much. And I thank you so much for the prayer warriors, oh Lord God, and those who have lifted up me and my family, Lord God. We've been on an extended trip to Mississippi, praise God, and watching over and perfecting your word concerning my son back here and my mom in Mississippi. Father God, you are so good. I watch, hallelujah, how that when we left to go to Mississippi, you perform your word. You are God who does exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I made it to Mississippi on last Tuesday in record time. I never got there so fast in my life. Hallelujah, you made time easy. You kept the sun up until I got to Tupelo, Mississippi, to where my mother was hospitalized. Hallelujah, you let me be in that hospital room sitting down, oh Lord God, visiting with her, Lord God, in record time. You are so good. And then even as I got there, Lord God, hallelujah, you kept back the rain. And Lord God, as we spoke, rain, get up, lift up, and get over there in the fields. Hallelujah. You allowed it to move over to the fields. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if the rain sprinkled a little on the highway, it was only to wash the bug juice off of our cars. God, you are good. Hallelujah. When we realize who we are, hallelujah, and begin to say something about the situation, saying it according to your word, having the God kind of faith, whatsoever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee, Lord God, not wavering, not doubting, oh God, but an expectation that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening my mom and even getting a report after I got home this evening, Heavenly Father, that she's got up out the hospital bed, hallelujah, and got up on her own and sat down in a seat. It's very astonishing to me, Lord God, but I know that there's nothing too hard for you. You are amazing, God, hallelujah. And you always do things wondrously. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Father, I thank you so much for what you're doing. And God, I won't forget, Lord God, about the intercessory. We're lifting up those, hallelujah, and being reminded, oh God, hallelujah, for those that are lifting up others in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying, oh God, that the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, be against the principalities and powers of darkness that's coming against the youth, Lord God, coming against our people, oh God, that making them believe that there's a different way other than the Lord Jesus Christ, making them to believe that there's some other way, hallelujah, Lord God, and they can compromise, hallelujah, their integrity. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the devil is alive. We're rebuking every thought, Lord God, every imagination that's not like you in the name of Jesus. You said according to your word that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty. Mighty through you, Heavenly Father, through the pulling down of strongholds. So we take captive according to your word every thought, every imagination that's not like you, and we pull it down by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to cancel. We send it out your word, oh, God, to cancel every assignment against the body of Christ, against the youth, against our ministers, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you in advance us, Heavenly Father, for a turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your way is so much higher than ours. And even when the enemy mean it for evil, oh God, even when the enemy mean it for bad, oh God, you're working out for good, because somebody has a mind to pray ye one for the other in the name of Jesus. Oh God, if we have a heart like you, we desire a genuine relationship with you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you raise up a generation today, a generation that will be like God chasers, hallelujah, faith walkers, in the name of Jesus, a generation that desire to do something great, to be great in the earth today, a generation that, Lord God, not be like the popular crowd that's on the broad road that lead to destruction. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to help the people on earth today. Now, open up the blinded eyes. We realize, oh, God, when people are in their selfishness, when they want to do just what they want to do, they're blinded by their own lust, by what's going on in their own mind. But, God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying that you open up blinded eyes, oh God. We pray that you open up those deaf ears, oh God. Open up their hearts, oh God, to receive the word of God that goes forth. We even intercede for the preacher, that if he has a heart, she has a heart to hear from you, God. Give him a message from on high that's going to stir man toward the Lord God, seek after you. I pray that people will begin to hunger and thirst after your righteousness, Lord God. Hunger and thirst after you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give them a bitter taste for sin. Give them a bitter taste for being selfish, oh God. Give them a bitter taste, Lord God, for wanting to walk in their own way. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you turn them around, oh God. Lead them down the path that leads to life. In the name of Jesus. God, there's so much to pray about. So much, oh God, to pray for in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you're a good God and that you love us, oh Lord God. And I thank you for reminding me that all souls belong to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. The enemy thinks somebody belongs to him, but God, they belong to you. We realize some people, Lord God, that they are out of the ark of safety right now, but we pray in the name of Jesus that they turn around, oh God, before it's too late, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you expose those, Lord God, that are in activities that they have no right to be in. We expose those, Lord God, the cartels, the ones who are selling drugs and manufacturing drugs, oh God. We pray, oh God, that an end come to the wickedness of this earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you that the words, hallelujah, that we speak are powerful. Jesus said, hallelujah, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works, hallelujah, shall you do, because I go to the Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that I understand some of the greater works is simply speaking the word with expectation that a change will be made. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you show that you are God. You've already, hallelujah, demonstrated who you are. You show us how much you love us, hallelujah, how much that you will that none should perish, and that you allowed your only begotten Son to be sacrificed so that we could live, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on today, O Lord God. Help us, O God. Watch over your word to perform it. As we begin to speak your word, we know, oh God, by faith in Christ Jesus' name, when we send it out, it's powerful. And just as the word says, whatever we bind, you are binded. Whatever we loose, you are loosed, dear God. In the name of Jesus, Help us, oh God, to hear from heaven. Help us to open up our hearts, and God, speak to our hearts supernaturally, spiritually speaking, oh God, so that we can hear from you even on how to pray in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel every assignment that was meant for our loved ones, and we thank you for turning around for good in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and he that stole, let him steal no more. He that lied, let him stop lying in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and remember those, Lord God, who think that they have some authority over other mankind where they can take people and enslave them for sex sins or other kind of sins or causing them to go out and rob and steal and pilfer. God, expose those who don't have any mind of changing their mind and turning to you. Expose them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let them put them behind bars where they belong if they don't have no intentions of changing, Lord God, or repenting. And you welcome to let them repent when they're in prison if they're trying to enslave people out there in the world in the name of Jesus. Dear God, I pray that you open up people understanding so that they'll realize that it's time. Oh, God, that time, the time is running out. It is time to turn to you while it is daylight before it's too late in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I lift up, Lord God, specifically now, those that are caretakers of those. For, Lord God, many, Lord God, have yet been in such a condition for so long a time, maybe sick, maybe have a blood disorder, maybe have cancer, maybe have a dialysis, Lord God, lupus, whatever it might be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, maybe paralyzed, Lord God, in a hospital or nursing facility, oh God, but they've been in this situation or they've been in this condition for so long a time, and they need somebody to come and wash their face, Lord God, to turn them, to keep them from getting bed sores. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a special supernatural healing for people who have been in such a condition for so long a time, but I pray for those who are caretakers of people who need help, oh God. I have a newfound appreciation for caretakers. So I pray, oh God, that you have mercy and that you show favor for those, Lord God, who help take care of people who can't do for themselves. And I pray, oh God, that you do a wonderful thing and raise people up when they realize that their help comes from you, oh God. Raise them up off their sick bed, but at the same time, provide miracles and answers to prayers of those caretakers who go to their job week after week, day after day, and they perform their jobs with a good attitude in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who believe that their job is just a job and they don't have good attitudes. I pray that something is said, oh God, through someone who's born again, that they'll realize that they need to take a different look at what they're doing and realize that they need to do it as they do it unto you in the name of Jesus. So I pray for caretakers everywhere. I pray for the lost everywhere. I pray for people everywhere, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I've got four granddaughters. I pray, oh God, that they are raised up to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And I pray that they desire, even at a young age, to have a relationship with you. Not just to know that you're God, but I pray that they desire relationship with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Help them, oh God, to seek after you. I pray that young people, oh God, today, oh God, that they have a mind that, you know what, I'm not going to fall for this young boy's tricks or this young girl's tricks, because girls can act just as honorary and disrespectful as boys can. God, remind these young people, and God, I pray for the parents while I'm at it, Lord God, because parents, some parents are not raising these kids in the manner that they should know you, Lord God. Some of them not even raising them to be decent and respectful, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you open up the minds and hearts of these parents, oh God, and let them be reminded that you have a charge over their lives in the name of Jesus, a charge to bring up these young people to be respectful and to obey those parents in the Lord in the name of Jesus. You got little old four-year-olds slapping parents in the mouth, and they're acting like they're in charge, and those need to be whooped. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they need a whooping, and the parent need a whooping, too, for allowing that kind of foolishness. And, God, I know you got a way of taking them to the woodshed. So I'm going to let you deal with that, Heavenly Father, and help me to show mercy and kindness and grace when it's needful in the name of Jesus. Lord, I love you so much. I thank you so much. I bless you so much. There's so much. I was able to witness a lot, but I see your miracles. I see what you're doing, oh God, that you're still seeking those that are lost. You still, Lord God, have compassion, mercy, and grace for those that are suffering. And Jesus, I'm reminded of your word, says, in the world you'll have trouble. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you give us messages to meditate on. How to, Lord God, you said, don't be anxious about nothing, about anything, but in everything with prayer and supplications, let our requests be made known unto you, dear God, with thanksgiving and the very peace of God that transcends all understanding shall guard our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give me a peace because you're on the throne. You're still in charge of our lives. Contrary to what the enemy thinks, our lives belong to you. And we love you for what you're doing. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We give your name the praise. Help us, oh God, to continue to, Lord God, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness, not our own. And may we continue to give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We love you so much, Lord, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Let your good will be done. And may you always be glorified in all that we do. Thank you so much for your grace, mercy, and your love. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you, Lord, because you're so good to us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love because we thank you because we realize, Heavenly Father, that you've been so merciful, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for how you keep our mind, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for your joy, your peace, and your strength. And, oh, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for all things right now, Father God. We pray right now for your people all over the world. We pray for those that we know and those that we don't know. Lord, we pray, Lord God, and we touch and agree of our sister that's already prayed, Lord God, for all these different things that already happened in this world, God. And, God, we bind up these devils, God. We bind up these spirits, these all kind of demon spirits of killing people, doing all kind of different things, God. We bind those devils up in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And, Heavenly Father, God, we ask you to look down on those that's in human traffic, God. Those women that's standing downside the road, God, and we pray those that don't even want to do the things that they're doing, God, but God, let them know that they have a choice, Heavenly Father. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, that you love them and you care for them, and you're able to bring them out of the situation, Father God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to touch these young girls, and God, look on them, God, and let them know, God, that you are God that's able to work out these situations, Father God. And God, we ask you, God, to look down on families and look down on the church and the jobs and marriage and brokenhearted and homeless people, God, and those that's lost and abused, also the loneliness and the oppressed and the depressed. There's so much to just call on your name about tonight, God. There's so much to ask you to help us with on tonight. But we realize the word of God tells us, in my distress I cry unto the Lord, and he heard me. And let us know, God, if we just called on you, God, and we just realize that you are the author and the finish of our faith. If we could just humble ourselves down and seek you and just cry and look to you, God. God, I know you are opening up a door, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for the situation that's going on in the world of God, going on in the world today, God. We pray right now, God, even in your word, you told us in Psalms 91, he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You said, I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And so, God, we got to trust you. We got to lean out to our own understanding. We got to seek your face like never before. Oh, Heavenly Father, we call on you tonight, God, because we need your power and we need your anointing, hallelujah. We realize, God, that without you, we can do nothing on tonight. And we realize the word of God tells us that to seek your face, cast all our cares upon you, for you cared for us. And so, God, we got to trust you. We got to put our trust, all our trust in you, not some of it, but all our trust got to be in you. And we just thank you, Lord God. We pray even for the sick people. The Bible says, many are the affliction of the righteousness, but I will deliver you out of all. He will deliver us out of all of these situations that we are going through. He told us in the word, let not your heart be troubled. He that believe in me, believe also in him. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm coming back again and to receive unto you. And so, God, we down here on this earth, let us know, all saints of God and all those that don't know the Lord on tonight, all we got to do is trust in the Lord. All we got to do is seek the Lord while he may be found. All we got to do is realize God is the author. He is everything that we need on tonight. He will open up the door. He will work the situation out. He knows what we need. He knows what our situation is in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. He said, what this? He said, the word of God said in Romans 8:31 said, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, the word of God says in Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who shall be against us? Who shall be against us? God is for us. He is the one. He is the one that's going to work out the situation. He is the one that we got to keep our eyes focused on. We can't look to the left. We can't look to the right. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. When the enemy come in like a flood, he said he will lift up a standard. He said he will open up the door. He said he will work it out for us. Help us to keep our eyes on him because he knows what we need. He sees the things that we're going through right now. He will work it out for us. So I pray right now for the world. I pray for the situation of everything that's going on in the world today, that we'll keep our eyes focused on Jesus. No matter how the situation looks, we know God is the author. He is going to work these things out. He knows our heart. He knows. He told us to let not our heart be troubled. He said, I sent my son into the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. He told us that he's already done all he's going to do for us. All we got to do is just rely on him. Believe in Jesus Christ. He is the author. He is the one that's going to take us higher. He is the one that's going to take us through in our trials and our tribulations. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray for the prayer warrior. We pray for each and every one that was on the phone tonight. We pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole, God, those that we know, those that we don't know, because we just thank you, Lord God, for everything, God. And we just ask you right now, Lord, to continue, Lord, to help us to keep our mind focused on you. Help us to keep believing and trusting in you, Lord. Help us to call on your name, Lord, even though things look weary and things look kind of dim at times. But we know if we could just only just just look to you and continue to trust you, God, that you will work it out, Lord God. We realize the word of God is all we need. The word of God is what's going to give us consolation as we go through these things we're going through. We know there's a lot of sickness, and we know there's a lot of killing and a lot of things that's going on. But we know we have to continue. We got to continue to pray like never before. We got to continue to cry out and seek your face more than ever before. So, God, we thank you this afternoon for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We pray a special prayer right now for our sister Hubbard. God, we pray while we're on the phone right now, we're going to lift her up. Because she is a woman, God. She is a woman that always stands in the gap praying for somebody, praying and lifting their names up. And so we thank God for her, God, that she's always on the phone. You know, she always helping somebody. And we pray that you'll ever keep her and give her heart desire. Work out situation in her life the more, God. And we thank you for that woman, God. We thank you that you'll continue to bless her family, bless each and every one, her family right now in the name of Jesus, her children, her grandkids, her whole entire family. We pray that you will keep her body healed completely, Lord God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one, prayer warrior, on this phone, presenting this on this phone, their homes, God, their sister Willa's mother, God. We pray, we lift her up on tonight. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the other sister, God. And we just thank you for each and every one right now, God. Help us to continue to learn. Learn the way, God. Learn how to pray and what to pray for. And so we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, it's Prophetess BJ. Are you still there?
Hello?
I can hear you, Sister McCormick. Can you hear
can
me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't hear
Minister BJ. Did you hear her yet?
No. When I got through praying, I said hello, but I don't hear nobody.
Right. I can hear you, but I don't hear Minister BJ yet.
I just called her. I called the phone back over to see what's going on, and but it's not making no noise. I mean, it's not saying nothing.
It didn't say.
I heard y'all saying that. Where's Mr. PJ? Oh,
okay.
Lord.
What happened?
Yeah, I was trying to find out. I've been muting back and forth, trying to. Can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I can.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man, while I'm opening the line, I
must have
hit my line. Sorry about that. Praise God. So I lost somebody.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you too, Sister Alexander.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay,
BJ,
then. All right.
That
hear? Was me trying to open all the lines, and I must have hit my line.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, then. Person dropped off,
right.
But y'all are still there, so we're going to. Pray the Lord bless whatever prayer request, or either if there is a praise report, we want to hear it. Now we're going to have that space and give that opportunity now for any of you. And I thank God again for such a move of God through the power of the anointing tonight. It's been really, really just heartfelt prayers that just went forth. But in the meantime, now the floor is open to anybody that have a praise report or have a prayer request.
Okay, well, I have one, Minister BJ.
Okay.
I want to thank and praise God, first of all, for all the prayer warriors praying for me while I was out of town. And I want to just give God the glory. God is just, he's a supernatural God. But I truly, he will answer you before you get the prayer out good. And we had to travel to Mississippi because Mother had a couple of strokes and my brother, I don't even want to get into him, but I thank and praise God how he blessed me to get there with no hurt, harm, or danger. He kept the sun up for me because I was saying, Lord, now, you know, I put myself in remembrance of God's word, how the sun stood still, and I said, Lord, I don't want to be driving at night, but I didn't leave till the afternoon, either about 2 o'clock, and it could take about at least 7.5 to 8 hours to get there, but I got there so fast. I was sitting in the hospital room. I got there to Tupelo, Mississippi. something after 8, so by 9:10 I was sitting in the hospital room visiting with my mom. And I just thank and praise God. She was so surprised. She said, Willa, you... But this is another thing I thank and praise God for, is that she's as sharp as she can be. She's 87 years old, but she knows who you are. And, you know, it's not like if somebody come in there and don't treat her right, they may think because she's older that she may have dementia or something, but she's sharp and she'll know if you're hurting her and know if you're not. So I just thank and praise God how He's strengthening her day by day. I thank and praise God now she's going for a rehab, and she's back at West Point in the hospital there. And I could tell some of the people there, I'm going to need to pray for those caretakers, because some of them look like they was not happy about being at work, and maybe they were not, but we have to pray for people like that. And I thank and praise God how even after I got home, I got all the way back. I knew it was supposed to be thunderstorming throughout coming back. But I thank and praise God. I said, Lord, well, the rain can rain on the grass if it needs to be raining, but let it stay off the highway. It is some came on the highway, but I said it's just to wash the bug juice off my car. And I'm so grateful because God got me there from all the way there and got me back safe. And before it started pouring down in the at my house, my daughter was here to help get the stuff out the car, and I got in here and got a load of clothes in the wash and everything. So I thank and praise God how good He is. Mom is still hanging in there. She's still, you know, she's still hurting, but because she has a lot of arthritic pain. So I'm praying that God will arrest a lot of that pain that she has. And I years ago when my grandma passed, and she had got some dementia, and I remember praying so many years ago, I said, God, please keep my mom in her right mind all the years you intend for her to be here, and give her a good, reasonable portion of strength so she can get around and do the things she need to do, praise God. And I think and praise God, when people come in there to visit mom, she knows who they were. She called them by their name. So I'm so grateful. And she does still have, she's very strong because she can still pull herself up and lift, and even though she had 2 or 3 strokes, praise God, they have not left her with inability to get up and move and stuff like that. Now, she wasn't moving when I was there in Tupelo or Mississippi. She was turning, using her hand to pull herself over and stuff like that to help the nurses. And my brother told me since I've come home, he went there to see her, and that one of the nurses said, well, she got up. She was tired of being in that bed, and she got up and said she did it by herself. Oh, Lord. But it's just amazing. I said, oh, my goodness. And then I've got that report before when she had had a stroke before, and then all of a sudden, because her husband, he would tell me, he said, oh, Willette, I have ran out the room to go out on the porch to smoke a cigarette. I come back, S&D done got up out of bed and using a pot by herself. I said, oh, my goodness. So glory. I tell you, I'm just so grateful for what God is doing. Now, I do want to lift up my brother. He's was in an accident because my oldest brother was on the way down there. But he's doing okay because I've talked to him on the phone a number of times. The airbag did fracture his chest some, but he's all right. He's just going to have therapy, and he's not going to be able to get down home like he wanted to as soon as I said, well, you take your time and take care of your own self first. And so I just thank and praise God for what He's doing. And I'm praying that we as children of God will be the light that we need to be so that we can help somebody else out. And I'm believing God to just bring a change in the life of people in general in Jesus' name. So thank you very much. I thank and praise God for protecting me, keeping me, and giving me those scriptures that you gave us, Minister BJ, on the peace of God. Philippians 4, and I thank God. I tell you, I was at peace, and I didn't have no doubt because God had spoke to me about 3 months ago saying that He had my mom and He was going to perfect that which concerned me. So I thank and praise God. You know, God is true to His word, and He's going to do what He says. We just have to pray with expectation and know how powerful our words are, because even dealing with the weather, if you ain't, because I had no intention of letting it be pouring down rain and then me trying to see down that highway. So I thank and praise God, but we just have to speak concerning the situation and know that God will do it, because he's moved by the faith that we have in Jesus' name. Thank you, dear.
Praise God. Well, Father, we do thank you tonight for that praise report. And, Father, we pray right now for our sister's mother. Glory to God, Mother Willette's mother. God, we thank you for the progress report that we hear and pray that she continually make progress. And, God, you have the last say, so we thank you for your healing power, your deliverance. Thank you for my sister's faith, along with those that are praying and encouragement and bringing her back here safely. We pray that she continue to increase and strengthen in her bones and like she said, arrest that arthritis or that pain in the name of Jesus. We bless you for it. We pray for her brother, glory to God, upstate in the name of Jesus, for that accident that brought bruises or broken areas in his bones, in his chest. God, that it would be a miraculous healing. We're praying that you strengthen him. Go over to God and then pray that there's no arthritis or nothing else sitting in that area. Encourage his heart. And as my sister said, he his wife had died maybe a couple of months back. We're praying for his encouragement and his strength in the midst, glory to God, of all that's going on that just happened with his wife, and also concern for his mom. But I pray, glory to God, this report that his sister is sharing, his mother Willette, that glory to God, that would encourage his heart while he's going through his healing process. And so when that door comes open again and he can be able to travel, we're praying that you bless his mind, bring peace there. Pray that he'll call upon the Lord and put his cares and trust in casting all his cares and his anxiety on the Lord in the name of Jesus. We pray other things that may be going on in his life or at this time that you will strengthen him and that he will rely on you and that he'll find some peace in you in the name of Jesus. So we give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Any more reports or praise? Requests or praise? Amen. I have all the lines open. Anyone else? So no more praise reports tonight or any more requests.
My son is still doing good. He's still eating. Good gracious of life.
Lord.
Praise God. So I thank him. Praise God for being so good.
So okay. Eating and doing well. Yes, ma'am.
I have a prayer request from this person that my daughter goes to the schoolhouse sometime and pick up her son, and there this man that always be there. He works at that school, and he always see her or see me when both of us go there. And he looked like he just tell us that he's so glad that we came by because he know that we were able to pray for him and stuff like that. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
He was telling my daughter, I didn't go that night. He was telling her he needs someone to pray for him because on his job, he said he be trying to do things right on the job and trying to live right. And then there's two men on the job that always trying to, like, always nagging and picking at him and stuff. And he said he don't need to lose his job. He need to keep his job. So his name is, I think it's June. And so that's what I'm asking you to pray for him and his and even his family. He said pray for his family too, but most of pray for these two guys for them to stop, you know, picking and nagging on him, you know, so he won't lose his job and stuff.
In the name of Jesus, as we all gonna come in agreement now, glory to God with that request for Mother McCormick's daughter with whatever is going on at the school. We know this is a spirit of harassment and torment, and if he requests in a prayer, we believe in glory to God as him being a man of God or know of the Lord, glory to God, that you would turn things around in his favor. We know demonic force is always about trying to cause confusion or chaos or trying to keep us from our destiny. But God, I'm praying that a repentance and convicted heart of those men in the name of Jesus, that there'll be a change. God, I'm praying, let it be like a Tyler Bell. They can't even come in agreement with their conversation anymore. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying that they'll be convicted and their hearts be changed If not, God, you open that door and you move them to another area or move them out in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, first of all, that there will be a change in their heart. Take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. But we're praying favor for this man that asking, glory to God, requesting, because he know the power of prayer. And as we come in agreement with Mother McCormick and her daughter, we, as the prayer warriors today, know that one can chase 1,000, two can 10,000 to fight. And any time we come in agreement, we know God is in the midst and he can move. So we are standing on the affection for the prayers of the righteous that does avail much. So, God, we are believing you that he's going to see a change on his job. But give him peace within himself. Don't let him get fearful or fretful because he said he needs his job. He got responsibilities like the next person. So I'm praying against this childish spirit of these other people that they'll come, glory to God, in that place that they'll recognize and so forth like this. Their jobs can be on the line for foolishness. I'm praying for maturity and waking up and stop being childish. But I'm praying for favor for this man in the name of Jesus. Not only that, God, prepare a table in the presence of his enemy. Bring increase and some finances. God, let promotion come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Any more? Praise the Lord. Well, if there's not any more, what we're going to do is get ready to close for tonight. Praise the Lord. And our next ministering day for us, the word is, we had it last week, so the next week for ministry for Sunday, it will be next Sunday. So I will be making a couple of calls to you all to find out for the speaking engagement for that Sunday night. But in the meantime, let us continue to keep those things that we have before the Lord, and those are the things that went up tonight even more so, that we continue to keep those in our heart, not just to ponder, but to pray. And as we pray one for another and continue to keep the faith that God has a plan and a destiny for us, and we're not allowed the enemy to steal it from us, and we're not going to give up our birthright and our inheritance either. So I pray continued protection and shield for you and your family, favor, increase, and glory to God and blessings and finances or whatever is needed as healing or deliverance or just encouragement or just peace of mind. We just believe in the Lord as we pray for each other and continue to pray for these children, these getting ready to get out of school, and for these demonic forces that are being loose overseas and some of the things that are going on in our here United States. Amen. So, God, with all of that, we give all cares and concerns. Oh, there was a prayer request, too, that Carmelita made for one of her friends, Tanya. This is it, Sonia. Her father's having surgery on Tuesday, and I think it's on the shoulder, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to pray tonight that the Lord will bless and touch his body and bring about a healing. Give the doctors, those surgeons, glory to God, wisdom, how to go in and strategically do what they do. God, we're praying against any infections, any problems. Pray that he'll go through and come out with any, no complications whatsoever in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that you will bless even Sonia as she being there for her father through that time and whatever the family members. And so, God, we just pray. God, don't know whether he's saved or not, but we just pray even for him that he'll call upon the Lord and he'll trust him, but give a mind to want to be saved if he's not, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for Mother Willette's son, for Mother McCormick's grandson, believing for good report for that. We're praying for our children and those grandchildren that are in school and coming out. Pray against the bullying, pray against any attacks of the enemy. They got any sets up, plans, or plots to try to cause any chaos or confusion or any harm or danger to them leaving school throughout this week or any next week or however, those that already got now, and even for anything that they're already setting up to try to take their lives or their health, or they're making the wrong decisions or getting caught up with the wrong crowd or whatever. We're praying against all of those foul spirits now in the name of Jesus, speaking life, speaking wisdom, spreading awareness, pray against imaginations that will cause them to do other things or cause them to go off in different directions. We pray against this drowning that every time you turn around is increasing about the babies, the little babies, even the teenagers and so forth like this, these drowning accidents. And some of these, glory to God, are some is negligent, and some, glory to God, is just freak accidents and different things that happen. But we pray against those foul spirits and that they will not be named among ours either, but we are praying for all these little innocent children and even for these horse playing in the water, and then things happen, and then come to find out this somebody's on the water, and nobody said or did anything. The blood of Jesus, and for these binges that are at these colleges where they have, glory to God, these drinking binges and these fraternities, and people are losing their lives in that, or the blood of Jesus, or they turn back around and causing brain damage or other problems and whatever. God, we are praying against some of these games the devil wants to use these people to play, these youth, these children, and even some that want to play Russian roulette. And another thing, I pray that we will pray, I don't know, remember what state it is. Is it South Carolina, this state, or what state is it when they want to approve 18-year-olds? We got so many grown people are turning back around, killing people randomly, glory to God, and not having any wisdom, don't have no, don't even know how to control their tempers. How in the world is the government, some of them fighting against, glory to God, those that are with the gun laws, and then some is promoting the gun law. Now you're going to say, one, you don't even want them to drink until legally until they're 21, and they're going to do it anyway. Now you're going to legally put a gun in their hand at 18 and say, oh, they can have it without a license. Lord, I'm praying that people will be praying and awakening at this hour and this time. We're in the last days. So, God, we have so much to pray for, as already been said, and we definitely got to keep these little things in our mindset so we can be able to pray down some of these strongholds and these laws. It's like when the body of Christ was asleep when the lady took the woman took the prayer out of school, and look, all the things it did for that one decision that was made many, many, many umpteen years done passed, and the struggle for any of them to even have freedom to pray in the school, and now don't even want you to pray other places. And so now we sit up and sleep on some of these laws. We need to wake up and pray. We need to wake up and pray and seek the face of the Lord for some of these things to be intervened. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we're still going to keep our joy and our peace while we're waiting on the promises of the Lord to be manifested in Jesus' name. We pray for the blood covering and the protection and the shield in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. If nothing else is said for tonight, I speak the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, and shalom, shalom to you all. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Good night.
Good night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.